You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So on Wednesday, the Salvation Army released its State of the Nation report, which reviewed the government's proposed wellbeing budget for 2019. I spoke with Janfrey Wakeham, co-convener of the Child Poverty Action Group, about what the report tells us about how those in poverty will be affected by the new budget. So I started by asking her about how government policies up to now have affected children in need.
Awesome. Let's get into it.
Well, I mean, they're critical, but unfortunately they have not been particularly radical in terms of changing the numbers of children who are being brought up in poverty, and that is really what's required right now. I mean, we've had a situation in New Zealand for a decade, actually, going back to the early 90s when benefits were cut so drastically, and we've had measures that help that, but they've bounced around, but there are still high levels of children in poverty, particularly Māori and Pacific Island children. But numerically, there are more non-Māori in poverty, but proportionately, there are more Māori in poverty, children in poverty, than any other ethnic group.
So why do you think we're still seeing such high rates of poverty in New Zealand?
I mean, for one reason, children don't vote. So the political forces that shape policy are not as strong for children as they are for other sectors of the community. And we see, for instance, that the elderly are treated much more generously in our society than children under the age of 18. So we feel as if those changes that really are needed for children to be lifted out of poverty, and the families who support them, of course, need the kind of support that we have made available for the elderly, and particularly on income measures.
So what is Child Poverty Action Group's take on the government's new wellbeing budget?
We're heartened by this approach. There's no doubt about it that the simple formulation of income is simply too unidimensional to be helpful, but we really need to know what this wellbeing will mean in reality. But it's marking out a different pathway, and it's one that not just focused on short-term economic matters, but also including social and environmental concerns, and those are very important to families, in fact, to all New Zealanders.
So the Salvation Army State of the Nation report states that while the wellbeing budget amends many things for New Zealanders in poverty, that policy should be policy already, so it doesn't do enough. What do you think about that?
We feel as if what the Salvation Army are alerting public to is extremely valuable, but we also feel that there have been insufficient changes in the short term that could have been done, that could have made a big difference to the people who are most struggling. And for instance, the fact that December 2018 quarterly statistics from MSD show that $100 million was spent just on emergency grants. So when you've got top up, you just know that there's a desperate policy failure, and that the measures that were introduced in the 2018 budget were fine and it's encouraging, but they're not radical enough, and immediate things could have been done to lift the poorest families out of, or give them some relief, not necessarily pull them out of poverty, but at least give tremendous relief. And of course EPAG is most concerned about the Working for Families tax credit package, where the discrimination against caregivers and parents who are not fulfilling the paid work requirement are denied the $72.50 per week, and that is a huge amount of money for people who are on a severely limited budget. So, you know, those sort of measures could be introduced. They haven't been. We feel as if Salvation Army is absolutely spot on in trying to alert politicians and the public to make much more radical changes to policy.
So what do you think are the main problems with the government's current approach to children in particular below the poverty line?
Well, I don't think they're taking the urgency of the problem seriously enough. We've set up this first advisory group, and we're welfare advisory group, and we're very keen to hear the outcome of that. But there's a whole delay. We're not sure that the budget that's coming up will have measures that are absolutely urgently needed right now, immediately, to achieve significant change. So we feel as if welfare benefits should be increased by at least 20% immediately, that they should be indexed to wages, like superannuation is, and get this full tax credit package for working for families. Families and others on benefits have just had to wait too long, and they shouldn't have to wait for budget 2019 and thereafter, because change is needed now.
The report also states that while there is an argument that well-being is individual, it is also up to the whole society to make sure that no New Zealanders are unnecessarily in poverty. So what do you think that balance is?
The problem with the well-being target or approach is that averages will mask individual circumstances, and that's why some of those questions that the well-being approach raise are yet to be answered. But I think the Salvation Army Save the Nation report was current with CPEG ideas that it's the outcomes that matter, and these outcomes must be measured, and the Child Poverty Reduction Bill will be useful for this, but we've got to be attentive to the poorer families and not simply lifting certain numbers out of poverty. It's the most needy that we've got to be targeting first.
So what would you say to people who would say that it is more about personal responsibility for families instead of government always providing benefits or extra money for people who don't have enough?
But yeah, it's a very common argument, and while there is some element of personal responsibility that is involved in everybody's lives, we know from endless research and internationally and locally that when there are good support structures around families that enable good educational outcomes, safe communities, access to good health measures immediately in their communities, then individual choices actually have a small part A, but government policies have a massive part A, and that where people who may have had some good fortune sometimes overlook just the arbitrary nature of some of the circumstances that fall on others, as well as the incredible effect of colonisation and racism that have insidious and multiple layers of disadvantage.
So do you think there's any main things that the government could do to alleviate unnecessary poverty in New Zealand that they have not covered in the wellbeing budget?
There have been measures that could have already been done that haven't been done, and there are huge amounts that could well be supported in terms of growing prosperity that's shared fairly, communities that are supported effectively to assist with drug and alcohol issues, these, and of course housing is such a massive problem. So there are just so many aspects of elements of poverty that government can play a role in, and the State of the Nation report has been very effective at highlighting these. The thing is that the State of the Nation report is commenting on the first wellbeing budget in 2019. And, you know, we're all heartened by that, but we need to know just what the wellbeing budget means in reality. And that's why the State of the Nation is very good, because it's saying, look, these are the outcomes, and they've picked five policy areas. Of course, in terms of child poverty, they all impact on children. But in terms of a child poverty action group, the things that we can do immediately are the things that affect the hardship, people living in hardship without good access to housing, health and educational possibilities. So, you know, there are a number of social hazards in the community too. So State of the Nation has been effective at targeting those particular aspects of the wellbeing budget. And I think that's helpful for anybody looking at what could be done, what government policy could do. Big questions there.
They are. They're very big questions. It'll be very interesting to see how the budget affects people in poverty.
Well, it may be of interest, and it's really important, especially for young people, and they're the people that you're talking to. The DPAG analyses the budget every year, and it's now been announced yesterday that it's going to come out on the 30th of May, which is later than usual. And we have a budget brunches or breakfasts all over New Zealand, but one in Auckland will be at Mount Eden Memorial Hall on a brunch on the 31st of May. So if you want to be alert to that and get people along, then there's a good analysis by our experts that look at the way in which this wellbeing budget will actually play out. So, and for a young generation, it's absolutely critical, because it's your future, not so much those of us who've been around for longer.
It's very important, yeah.
It's vital, and that is the point. we've got to get people making the government do these things, because they need to be bolder, and they're not. And young people are very, very important. You know, be a fantastic force, saying this is what we deserve, this is what we expect, this is the kind of community that we want to grow up in, and our children too. So, and politicians will only follow what the public are telling them. They won't initiate, they will follow. So that's why public opinion is so important, and it needs a lot of people saying the same thing, getting to them, and, you know, enforcing that understanding that what good for actually the very poorest people means a better society for all.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.